By far the majority of us clear our mail by connecting to our internet service provider's email server and then pulling down our mail. We reply to it, we send new messages, and they go through our internet service provider's SMTP server. Some of us use web-based email, such as Hotmail or Yahoo Mail, and of course there are other interfaces to such email services these days. You can clear your Hotmail through Outlook Express, and Yahoo and some other services, such as MailAndNews.com, will offer access through the POP3 or even the IMAP protocol. However, more and more people are getting broadband connections, and that means that they have the opportunity to set up their own email servers. And there are a number of reasons why you might want to do this. There are some internet service providers whose email is really not keeping up with the growth that they're experiencing, and so you often find that email on some ISPs can be quite unreliable. That's actually in many instances what does force some people onto the dedicated email providers such as Yahoo and Hotmail. Also, you may want to set up a series of mailboxes for family members. You may want to have control over autoresponders. You may want to start your own email list where it's not run under the auspices of the email list providers such as Topica and Yahoo Groups, which are free and advertising supported. Some people, of course, object to the ads, and other people object to the fact that it can be a bit flaky from time to time. So let's take a look at one particular way that you can control your own email, and we're going to do that through a demo of the Internet Anywhere email server. This server is relatively cheap. A license for a basic package is around about $99 US, and it's expandable, so you pay for a set number of mailboxes, and if you want more mailboxes, you just upgrade your license. It's also an extremely speech-friendly email server. Before we begin the demonstration of this fantastic piece of software, which we're using here at Out of Sight, I want to just talk a little bit about what might happen if you have a dynamic IP address. You are going to need some sort of universal way of having people connect to your computer. And we have covered in a previous edition of Main Menu the DNS to Go service. This is the one that I use. One of the really great things about DNS to Go is that you can have a regular domain name that you can resolve to their particular service. So I have here an ADSL connection, and I haven't paid for a static IP address. So my IP address will change from time to time. There's no real guarantee about when that will happen. It may stay the same for some days, and then all of a sudden the IP address changes quite a few times regularly. Now, any of these clients, such as Dynip or DNS2Go or Selfhost, will monitor your IP address and make sure that no matter what happens, no matter how frequently your IP address changes, whatever your domain name is will still resolve to the correct IP address. You can get domain names with DNS2Go, such as, let's say, mosin.dns2go, which is fine. But if you want your own real.com or .org or .net domain name, DNS2Go will let you do that too. So outofsight.org.nz is what we have, and that all goes through DNS2Go. So if you take a look at that service at www.dns2go.com, and the 2 is the number 2, by the way, dns2go.com, you can set that up quite easily, and you will, of course, have to register a domain name if you don't want to use one of the regular DNS2Go domains. Once you've got those issues sorted out, you have a domain name that's resolving to your computer, then you are ready to take a look at this mail server, the Internet Anywhere mail server. So what I'd like to do now is take you through the installation of this package, just to show you how easy it is to run the mail server. Let's run the
Internet Anywhere mail server dialog.
Installation.
Cancel button.
Alt C.
Exploring C download. List view. Mailserver.exe.
52 of 107.
Setup dialog. Internet Anywhere mail server setup is preparing the install shield R wizard, which will guide you through the rest of the setup process. Please wait. OK button.
Alt 1.
100%. Setup. Welcome dialog. Welcome to the Internet Anywhere Mail Server Setup Program. This program will install Internet Anywhere Mail Server on your computer. It is strongly recommended that you exit all Windows programs before running this setup program. Warning, this program is protected by copyright law,
etc. So let's just press enter and
software
continue.
Software license agreement dialog.
We've got the agreement, which you should of course read.
Back button. Product. Even if. No button. Yes
we'll
button.
We'll go to the yes button.
Read me information dialog. Next button.
Okay. And we've got some readme information, which
back button. Next.
You should probably read in a real-world setting.
User information dialog. Type your name below. You must also type the name of the...
So now it's asking me to register the product or to identify myself.
Name edit. Jonathan Mosen.
And it spelt Jonathan wrongly because it was done when somebody installed Windows 98 on the computer when I bought it.
Company edit.
I'll see.
And we'll leave that blank.
Back button. Next button.
And move on.
Choose destination location dialog.
So next this button. Is a pretty standard dialog. It's going to install itself into its default folder, which is absolutely
select
fine.
Program folder dialog. Program folders edit. Internet Anywhere Mail Server.
That's the program
accessible
folder that you'll find it in terms of
start
the start menu.
Dialog. Next button.
And it's now
dialog.
Copying files.
Apostrophe.
So it's a very standard installation.
63%.
The reason why I'm showing you that is because a mail 7. Server to some people is a pretty big kind of
start
thing.
Menu programs, Internet Anywhere Mail Server. List view.
And I just wanted to show you that it's actually really friendly, and it's no different from installing Winamp or Real Player or whatever it might be. Absolutely perfectly simple.
Set of complete dialog. Yes, I want to restart my computer now. Radio button checked.
102.
And yes, it's requiring me to restart the computer, which means that we're going to have to stop this recording while everything reboots, and then we'll come back and show you the Internet Anywhere Mail Server as it gets put through its paces. So thanks to the marvels of modern technology, the computer has already rebooted and everything's restarted, and the Internet Anywhere email server is ready to run for the first time. So let's do that. I'm going to go to the Start menu.
Start menu.
And we'll choose Programs.
A.
Accessible Games submenu.
Quite right, too. Let's go to here, though.
Internet Anywhere Mail Server submenu.
And see what's in the program group.
Mail Server Help.
The help is very good, and as we'll establish throughout this demonstration, it has an element of context sensitivity about it.
Mail server manual.
I do like this, and I wish that more software developers would do that. You get the help, and you can navigate that and find what you're looking for, but you also have the manual. From memory, it's in Microsoft Word format, I think. I downloaded it to the Braille Note, and so I have it whenever I want to refer to it. And it's a good manual, very descriptive and quite well written.
Mail server.
That will start the mail server, which we will do shortly.
Release notes.
Always good to read those.
Mail server help.
And we're back at the top. So we'll go back up to
mail server.
Mail server. And we'll press enter and launch the mail server for the first time.
Leaving menus. Start button. Welcome dialog. Thank you for trying the Internet Anywhere email server! This is the 30-day trial version of the Internet Anywhere email server. You may evaluate this product for 30 more days. If you would like to enter a license key for this program, please press the license now ... button. For more information on the Internet Anywhere email server and other True North software products and services, please visit our website at http://www.tnsoft.com. License now ...
That's tnsoft.com, by the way. Eventually, that dialogue actually pops away if you don't respond to it, and the reason why they do that is that this demo is fully functional. You don't have to keep rebooting after a set number of minutes or anything like that. You get a full 30 days of use. What you would generally do if you were really putting this email server through its paces is tell it to load at startup. In fact, you can have it load as a service, which means that it doesn't even need to be in the startup group to actually load. So if that demo dialogue didn't automatically disappear after a set number of seconds, the email server would never get off the ground, and you certainly wouldn't want that. So they are giving you a full 30 days of proper use, which is good. So the dialogue, while I've been waffling to you, has actually gone. And now let's see what we have here, because it's the first time we're running
it. Done button. Cancel button. Message store folder edit. Period message store.
It's asking for the folder in which we're going to have the message store. This is where clearly all the messages are stored, and it's got a period of, I'm just starting to talk like an American already, it's got a full stop there followed by message store, And that's fine, because what that's indicating is that it's in the message store subfolder of the Internet Anywhere Mail Service parent, and that's just fine.
Browse button. Done button. Cancel button.
And
done button.
We'll press enter on the done button, and the message store has been created. Now, the next feature really makes Internet Anywhere Mail Service stand out in terms of making it go for people like me who have to have it kept simple. So on the screen now, we have a window called
First Time Configuration Step 1 of 8.
First Time Configuration Step 1 of 8, and let's just read the dialogue.
Read First Time Configuration Step 1 of 8 dialogue in tab order. Welcome to the Internet Anywhere email server! This first time wizard will help you configure the server to send and receive your internet email. You can change these settings in the future by entering administrator mode and selecting the various server properties. Welcome to the Internet Anywhere email server! This first time wizard will help you configure the server.
Okay, I think that it's given us that message before.
Cancel help button.
Let's see.
Print button. Next button.
That's okay. Fine, we'll press the next button.
Cancel.
Because
next.
This just appears to be a message. And we are not getting any speech, so we'll read the dialogue.
Read first time configuration step 2 of 8 dialogue in tab order. To configure the Internet Anywhere email server, you will require the following information. 1. Your registration key if you have one. 2. Your organization's domain name. 4. SMTP mail pickup DQAU information optional. Additionally, you will also need to select the administrator password. 5. Smart POP information optional. Requires your IST's mail server name and port. Requires your POP 3 account information. To configure the Internet Anywhere email server, you will require the following information. 1. Your register.
It's speaking it twice. I think that's a JAWS 4 thing. So that all sounds a bit daunting, but let's work through this because you'll find it's quite easy to configure, really.
Please enter the license key. Please enter the license key edit.
I'm not going to enter my license key at the moment because
next button. Next.
Actually the Internet Anywhere mail server copy that I do run is happily sitting on the machine in our company that does all the server tasks. I'll press enter.
Password. Password edit.
This is the administrator password. When you want to make changes of a substantive nature to Internet Anywhere mail server, you are going to have to log in using an administrative password. So I'm going to set my administrative password on this machine, which of course is not connected to the net, as main menu.
Confirm password edit.
Main menu again.
Back button. Next button.
And we'll press next.
Please enter the primary domain name for the mail server. Please enter the primary domain name for the mail server edit.
And for this example, we'll put acbradio.org.
Back button.
And press tab.
Next button.
And now we're going to the next button.
Select the method that you wish to use in order to connect to the internet. Connection connect to the internet using a local area network radio button checked.
1 of 2.
By the way, what you would do with that previous step with the domain name is clearly enter the domain name that you have. So if it's a DNS2Go domain, you would enter that. If you've registered your own .org or .net domain and you have managed to get it resolved to your own computer, then you would do that. So we have a couple of radio buttons in this step. It's asking us how do we connect to the internet. And as you heard, we're on
connect to the internet using a local area network radio button checked.
The other option.
Connection connect to the internet using a dial-up connection radio button checked.
2 of 2.
So you can actually run this with a dial-up connection. And you would generally, if you were going to do it that way, have the Internet Anywhere mail server collect mail from your ISP. And the manual will show you how you can do that. It's a bit fiddly to get it going with a dial-up connection, but if you have a local area network, for example, and you want to have a series of mailboxes and there's dial-up connectivity there, well, you can certainly do it that way. I'm going to choose local area network.
SOX V4 proxy server access the internet using a proxy server checkbox not checked.
Generally, you would leave this unchecked unless you specifically know that you can't leave it unchecked. This is where it may be necessary for reasons of security to access the internet through a proxy server. I'm going to leave that unchecked.
Back button. Next button.
Now we're on to the next step, and we haven't heard anything here, so I'll just read the box.
Read first time configuration step 7 of 8 dialog in tab order. If you are using a dial-up connection to the internet, or you wish to retrieve mail from multiple POP3 mailboxes, you will need to configure one or both of the following options. If you are using a dial-up connection to the internet, or you...
Fine. So what you can do with the Internet Anywhere mail server is have it go away and clear email for you from multiple POP3 accounts. For instance, if you have an account on your ISP and you have another one on Yahoo or something else that supports POP3, it is possible for Internet Anywhere to go away and get all that mail, and then you can just log into your local mail server and pick it all up.
Congratulations. You should now be ready to send and receive mail to the world across the internet! Remember, you can change these settings and many more by entering administrator mode and selecting file properties, period. Finish button.
That was fairly simple, and what we did there was we told the Internet Anywhere mail server what our domain was. We told it that we were connecting with a local area network, and because of that, it's making an assumption that we want to directly send our email to the point at which we want to get it. And I'll go through that when we go through the options. But the mail server is now up and running, and in fact, if I do a window title reading command,
emailserver@radio.org,
it says emailserver@acbradio.org. We are in there. Now, on the menu bar, we have a nice, accessible, friendly list of things to navigate.
Menu bar. File.
I just tap the alt key. We've got the file menu.
View. Help.
We've got file, view, and help. Well, that may not seem like a lot, but that's because we're not logged in yet. This is a good feature because if you are in a situation where maybe the computer restarts because of a power failure, or you have to ask someone to restart it for you, you don't necessarily want people having a good close look at what's going on your mail server, and you also certainly don't want anybody to be able to change options because there are some security issues here. For instance, it is possible to have email boxes forwarding to other people. So let's go to the file menu.
File.
And pull it down.
Menu active. Deliver now.
And
that's if you have a schedule and you want to bypass that. You want some mail delivered instantly, even though you may perhaps say you only want deliveries to happen once an hour.
Login.
Here we are with Login. The good old Login. We're going to log into the mail server now. So I'll press enter on that.
Leaving menus. Administrator Login dialog. Password. Password added.
And it wants my password, which I entered before. You recall that was main menu. Oops, I think I entered it wrong. We'll just backspace
star,
over
star,
it. You'll
star,
hear that it's
star,
asterisks.
Star, blank.
And we'll type main menu again and press enter.
Servers animate one.
So we're logged on now, and still the menu bar is...
Menu bar. File. View. Help.
But if we go back to the file menu and I pull
menu
it down...
Active. New submenu.
You'll find that now there are some new options. For example, there is new submenu. That wasn't there before, because now that we've logged in with administrator privileges, it's possible to create new things, and I think that we should do that. So let's press enter on new.
User mailbox dot dot dot.
And there are a number of options here. The first is to create a new user mailbox. This is in a situation where you might want to give somebody an account on your email server. I might want to... have somebody become whoever at acbradio.org in this example that we're using. So I can create a mailbox for them by choosing that option. But if we continue down...
Info server.
Hi.
An info server is another word for an autoresponder. I can create an info server so that whenever anyone sends an email to that specific address that we would configure, it would perhaps attach a file or two to do with documentation. It would include certain responses in the body of the message that I configure.
Mailing list dot dot dot.
This has a pretty jolly good email list handler. You can run your very own lists, assuming you want to sacrifice the bandwidth, particularly if the lists get quite large. No problem, you can set up your own email list, and it has all the features you would expect it to have.
Membership shortcut dot dot dot.
A membership shortcut is related to the email list feature. It's just another way of subscribing to or unsubscribing from an address.
Robot dot dot dot.
And a robot, to be honest, I'm not sure at this stage what the difference is between an info server and a robot, but you can explore that.
Alias dot dot dot.
And an alias is simply another way of getting to the same mailbox. Let's say that somebody keeps sending a message to Jonathan at acbradio.org, but they spell Jonathan wrongly. They might spell it J-O-N-A-T-H-O-N. So you could set up an alias, so that whenever anyone spells that name wrongly, it will still get to the right mailbox.
Group dot dot dot.
And you can also create a group, which is a slightly different bit of technology from an email list.
Forward dot dot dot.
And again, you can set up a forwarding system.
User mailbox.
And we're back at user mailbox. So there are heaps of options here. We do have some degree of context sensitive help. For instance, if I press Shift F1 here. Well, let's just try F1, in fact.
Leaving menus. Internet Anywhere Mail Server. Preview. User mailbox.
1 of 5.
And user mailboxes. User mailboxes are required for POP3 delivery of electronic mail. Creating a new user mailbox. You can create a new mailbox at any time by clicking the...
So, now we're straight into the help that pertains to user mailboxes. So, we'll pop out of the help with Alt F4.
Email server activity.
And we'll go back
menu,
into
menu
new.
Active.
Because you recall I didn't really know what a robot was. Let's go down here.
Mailing list, members, robot, dot, dot.
And I'll press F1 and it will tell me what a robot is.
Leaving menus. Internet Anywhere Mail Server. Preview. Robot mailboxes.
1 of 6.
Robot mailboxes. Robot mailboxes can execute a program or batch file upon receiving an email message and or create and send a message on a schedule. Optionally, the incoming message can be passed to the executed program. This allows for unique message or scheduled, triggered, remote execution of programs or generation of messages. Creating a new robot.
Well, that is really powerful, isn't it? That's what a robot mailbox does. So, as you can see, the context-sensitive help is pretty groovy in this program. Just arrow to the menu option if you don't know what it is. Hit F1, you'll be popped into just the right place in the help system to get further information. And then you just press Alt F4 to get out of the help.
Email.
I'm going to take us through the process of configuring a mailbox. So we'll go back to the File menu,
menu.
And choose New.
Deliver now. New submenu.
There we go. User and we'll
mailbox.
Choose User Mailbox.
Leaving menus. User mailbox dialog. Mailbox page. Mailbox mailbox ID edit.
And the mailbox ID is, let's just confirm this by hitting F1 here. We'll just press that.
Internet Anywhere Mail Server. Preview. Mailbox.
2 of 5.
Mailbox. Mailbox. Mailbox ID. Enter the mailbox name. This is the name that goes before the at in this user's email address.
Okay, that's clear enough.
Email.
So I'm going to...
Mailbox, mailbox ID, edit.
Let's set up one for support requests on ACB Radio. So I'm going to type support as my mailbox ID and now press tab because we're in a dialogue.
Mailbox name, edit.
This is the mailbox name and I can call this anything I like. We'll just call it ACB Radio Support and I'll press tab.
Mailbox password added.
Now I'm going to enter a password for this mailbox and I think we'll call it help me.
Mailbox confirm password added.
So what we've done so far then is we've indicated that the mailbox ID is support. Therefore we've set up the address support@acbradio.org. If somebody wanted to clear this mailbox, then they would configure their email client like Outlook or Eudora or whatever they're using to use the user ID of support, the POP3 server of, let's say, acbradio.org in this example, and the password of help me. And that's how they'd log in and get their mail. So it's pretty simple.
Mailbox confirmed password added. Star, star, star.
I did that. That's fine. We'll press tab.
Forward, forward to checkbox not checked.
This is a feature that allows the mail administrator to have email forwarded in addition to it going into the mailbox for the person to clear. And this would be a good feature if, for example, you have maybe 2 people doing support. And this can be forwarded to a second person, and I guess whoever answers the question first, well, that's fine.
Forward edit.
And there's the email address field that we type in the forwarding address to.
OK button.
It might also be good if you were monitoring someone's responsiveness or something in a company environment.
Cancel button. Apply button. Help button. Mailbox tab.
And we have a multi-page dialog. We've just completed filling in the mailbox dialog. If I press right arrow over this tab.
Options tab.
And now we have an options tab.
Options page. KB. Quotas this account observes message quota settings checkbox not checked.
You can set a message quota settings. If you were running a really large mail server, you'd probably want to set some kind of message quota system. Either that or if you were running a mail server on a PC with limited hard disk capacity. If someone is prone to heading off and not clearing their email for a couple of weeks, you definitely want to set a message quota. But we're not going to do that.
Quota's maximum number of messages is added. 0.
So you can set a maximum number of messages. That's a bit of a misleading thing, really, because if you got 100 messages of 1K each, that's really no big deal. If you've got 10 messages of 5 gigs each, well...
Quota's maximum disk space usage is added.
0.00. That's why you can set a maximum number of disk space usage as well.
Quota's maximum size for a message is added. 0.
Now, we actually use this in a real-world setting on ACB Radio Interactive at the request address, because we were having some people sending us email attachments that contained MP3 files because they were keen for a DJ to play it. Well, some of our broadcasters use modem connections, and that's a real pain in the neck when you get an MP3 file and you're trying to broadcast at the same time. So we used this setting to set a maximum byte size on each message. Works well.
OK button. Cancel. Apply button. Help button. Options tab.
Let's move on.
Auto-reply tab.
And we've got an auto-reply tab here.
Auto-reply page. Send this reply to all messages received by this mailbox. Checkbox not checked.
I'm going to check that.
Checked.
And now press tab.
Subject added. Delivery confirmation read dollar subject dollar.
It says delivery confirmation re dollar subject dollar. One of the powerful features of the Internet Anywhere mail server is the way that you can use variables to personalize things like auto responses. So if somebody sends an email message to support@acbradio.org and they have the subject of their message Winamp problem, then because it says here delivery confirmation of your message read dollar subject dollar, then it will actually come back to the person as delivery confirmation of your message re Winamp problem. So it will extract the subject and use it in this. And there are a whole lot of variables that you can find in the manual and really make some very personalized auto response messages.
Added.
Now I'm in an edit field, and I can just type something quick like, thanks for contacting ACB Radio. We will answer your support request as soon as we can. And now press the tab key.
OK button.
And there's the OK button. I think we've just about done everything.
Help button. Auto reply tab. Auto tab.
Yes, that's all there is.
Cancel button. OK button.
So I press enter on the OK button.
Servers animate one.
And that is it. We have created a user mailbox. Now, in many cases, you won't need to create an auto reply. In other cases, you won't need to be concerning yourself with message size limits or anything like that. So it's just a matter of choosing new, then user mailbox, typing in the mailbox ID, in other words, what is it at yourdomain.com that you want it to be, the password, and it's set up. Really easy and very accessible. We can also have a look at editing mailboxes. We can simply go to the View menu.
Menu active. View. Status.
App.
Mailboxes.
And we'll press Enter on Mailboxes.
Leaving.
And then you do need to do a bit of hunting around with your mouse movement keys.
Draws to PC. All domains name. Graphic. Graphic. All domains name. Caption. Total messages. Graphic. All. Graphic. Graphic. Graphic.
I'm just looking for...
Graphic. 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 333. Graphic. 357. Graphic. 272. Null.
What I found works best for me is to go into the JAWS configuration manager.
JCF.
And go into settings with Alt S.
Menu active.
And do G for graphics.
Leaving menus. Graphics.
And
graphic verbosity labeled
graphics. Set graphic verbosity to labeled graphics. Yes, I want to save that. And that just makes it a bit easier to hunt around the screen. Of course, there are similar commands in WindowEyes. You want to set your graphics to dictionary only.
All domains name.
That's much easier.
System message ID. Postmaster. Command.
Now,
Postmaster.
If I left click on any of these.
Left click. Email server @radio.org. 313 view. Postmaster.
1 of 7.
By left-clicking, I've got myself into a tree view, so I can now just arrow through them. It's good for any email server to have an alias of postmaster so that that gets intercepted, because it is something that's used quite regularly.
1. Command. 2 of 7. Listserver. 3. Null. 4. Mailman. 5. Listserv. 6 of 7. Support. 7
of 7. Okay, so here is the mailbox that we created. It's the support mailbox. And if I right-click
just
on that...
right-click. Context menu. New.
And
we can PC. Create a new mailbox.
Arrange submenu. Delete. Del. Properties dot dot dot.
I can bring up the properties, the dialog that I was just in, to make any changes. I might want to change the auto-response or the password from time to time. It's a good idea to do that.
Refresh. New.
And that's the menu. So that's how I can go in and change what I've done. Let's have a look at creating an email list. And it's very easy. Go back into the file menu.
Menu active. File. New submenu.
Choose new.
User mailbox dot dot. Info server. Mailing list dot dot.
And we're going to create a new mailing list. Sounds a bit daunting, but it's not too bad. We'll press enter.
Leaving menus. Mailing list dialog. Mailbox page. Mailbox, mailbox edit.
It's asking for the mailbox, and we will call it ACB Radio dash friends, and press tab.
Mailbox domain combo box.
And we should have a list of...
Acradio.org.
Oh, we only have one domain set up, so acbradio.org is the only domain choice we have.
Mailbox name edit.
And the mailbox name, well, that's also going to be ACB Radio friends in this case.
Options maintain archive checkbox not checked.
So you can maintain an archive of this list. That could take up quite a bit of hard disk space, so we will leave that unchecked.
Options set reply to header of this mailing list checkbox not checked.
This gives you important flexibility. There are some people who like email lists that only reply, that when you reply to a message, it goes to the sender and not to the whole list. The philosophy behind that being that it keeps traffic on the list down, and that you have to make a conscious effort to reply to the list before the email gets included. You can check this to make sure that replies do go to the list, and I'm going to do that.
Checked.
Just press the space bar.
Options messages contain mailing list name and subject line checkbox not checked.
Some people do like to have the name of the mailing list in the subject. One of the problems with this approach, though, is that it does mess up the sorting facilities of many email clients. So if you're dealing with a lot of mail, as many of us are these days, it's really good to be able to group messages by conversation or simply sort them all so that all of the messages of one subject appear together. And if you put the subject at the beginning, then it seems to mess that up. So on all of my lists, I make sure that that is unchecked, which it is by default, thank goodness. Let's move on to the next control.
Set the header of the mailing list address radio button checked.
1 of 2.
And this is important because if you change this to the other option, then an individual message is sent out to every subscriber of your email list that, if you have a large email list, is really going to use lots of bandwidth.
Options reject messages greater than checkbox not checked.
So you may want to do this on a mailing list. If you've got 500 subscribers and somebody sends in a 3 meg MP3 file or something, you won't want that. So you can specify that you want to restrict the message size.
Options edit. 0.00.
And here's the exact amount in bytes that you can enter here.
Options set from header of this mailing list checkbox not checked.
And you can also set the from header to the mailing list, which I'm not really sure why you would want to do that, but you can.
OK button.
And there we go.
Cancel. Apply button. Help button. Mailbox tab.
Now, we have a number of other tabs, so let's move through them.
Administration tab.
Now we're into the administration side of your email list that we're setting up.
Administration page. List administration. This is a moderated list. Checkbox not checked.
Now, obviously, if it's a moderated list, then it means that all the postings have to be approved before they get sent out to the entire list.
List administration moderator edit.
And you can enter who the moderator is here.
list administration send errors to checkbox not checked.
And if you get bounces and all sorts of things that one is want to do with mailing list, you can send errors to a particular email
list
address.
List administration administrator edit.
And that's where you enter it.
Remote administration password edit.
You can enter a remote administration password so that if the list moderator needs to do any list maintenance, they can do that remotely by email commands.
Remote administration confirm password edit. Options allow subscribe checkbox not checked.
So you can add somebody manually to the list or you can allow subscribe by checking this box.
Options allow unsubscribe checkbox not checked.
And similarly with unsubscribe.
Options restrict postings to members only checkbox not checked.
Well, you would generally want to do this because if you don't, you're really leaving the list open to all sorts of spam. So you would generally want to restrict postings only to those who are on the list.
Options postings require password checkbox not checked.
This is another way of restricting postings. You can give a password only to those who you want to be able to post.
OK button. Cancel. Apply button. Help button. Administration tab. Digest tab.
Now we're on to digests. Yes, this email list handler does handle digests.
Enable digest support checkbox not checked.
We'll check that.
Check.
And keep moving through.
Use digests only for this mailing list checkbox not checked. Archive add digests to this info server catalog checkbox not checked.
So you can, in fact, have a system where people can request specific digests.
Archive combo box.
0 items.
Schedule send when there are checkbox not checked.
So you can schedule a send whenever there are so many messages.
Schedule edit spin box. 1. Schedule send when the oldest message is checkbox not checked.
Or you can send when the oldest message...
Schedule send every checkbox not checked.
...is a certain number of hours or days old. You can also send every however many hours. So if you want to send a daily digest, you would check this box to set
schedule
that up.
Schedule send at checkbox not checked.
And you can also schedule that you will send it at a certain time.
On Monday, checkbox not checked. On Tuesday, checkbox not checked.
And you can actually specify the days that it is sent. So we'll just move through
on
those.
Select all button. Schedule 00050. 00. Schedule 00. Schedule 0005.
So I'm just moving through the digest options here. As you can see, there are all sorts of criteria that you can specify that determine when a digest is sent out. Really powerful, this thing.
Digest to tab.
And now there's a second digest.
Digest to page. Preamble template. Preamble template edit. Digest volume dollar, digest volume dollar, issue dollar, digest issue dollar for the...
So...
Number added line. Blank.
You can hear that what we've got here is a template for the digest, and there are a number of variables being used, and you can find out about those variables in the manual, but it makes the digest seem quite personalized.
Body template edit. Blank. Blank. Dollar body dollar. Blank.
And we've got the body template there.
Preamble template. Okay, but...
So that's another page of digest options.
Digest member list tab.
And now we're on to member list. This determines who is on your email list.
Add button.
You got an add button.
Delete button. Import button. Digest button. Edit.
So
list one, list view.
0 items.
We've got 0 items here. What I can do.
Okay button. Edit.
In the edit box here, I'm just going to type jonathan@mosen.org and press the add button.
List 1, list view. Not selected, jonathan@mosen.org.
And now in the list view, there is one subscriber. So that's how easy it is to add subscribers to your list. You just go in here and add them like that. And of course, if you turn on the allow subscribe feature, you can send out messages to email lists and say, if you want to join my list, this is how you do it.
Help button. Member list tab, auto-reply tab.
Now we have an auto-reply tab. Generally, you wouldn't want to use this on a list, I wouldn't have thought.
Auto-reply page. Send this reply to all messages received by this mailbox checkbox not checked.
And it's not checked by default.
Subject edit. Delivery confirmation.
So,
apply. Help button.
Yeah, I'd leave that unchecked for a list. And that's the end.
Auto-signature tab.
No, it's not.
Auto-reply.
We've got the auto-signature tab.
Auto-signature page. Non-radio button checked.
1 of 2.
Append this signature to all outgoing messages, radio button checked.
So at the bottom, you can append a signature. What you'd use that for is a situation where you might want to say to unsubscribe from this email list, send a message here. And you can put that at the bottom of every message. Or you might want to, if you are a company and you want to sponsor the list, you might want to put a small advertisement for your company at the bottom. So it's all possible.
Edit. Okay.
And that is I'm actually going to press escape so that we don't save that particular email list setup. But that's how I would set up something like ACB Radio Friends on the Internet Anywhere email server. Quite simple. And the various other mailboxes, obviously we can't spend time setting up one of every kind of mailbox, but they're all equally as user-friendly as this. And if you get stuck, help is only one key press away. Now we'll take a look at the properties, because we can set up a lot of features in the server. I'm going down into the file menu.
Deliver now. Disconnect all. Log out.
Oh.
You can log out, and of course if there are security issues, it is a good idea to remember to log out.
Properties submenu. Import submenu.
I'm just going through the menu.
Exit. Shutdown.
So there's exit and shutdown. If you choose exit, then the server disappears into the system tray and happily carries on in the background. It's fairly resource efficient, I've found. If you choose shutdown, then indeed you close the whole mail server right down. So we'll arrow up here.
Import sub properties sub.
And go into properties.
Send and receive dot dot dot.
The first thing we do is configure the way that the email client sends and receives, and we'll press enter.
Leaving menus. Send and receive properties dialog. Connection page. Connection connect to the internet using a local area network radio button checked.
One of two.
And that's where I'm going to leave it. I am connecting using a local area network, and I think that many people who are running the server will be doing just that. There are features for modem users, but to be honest, I haven't had cause to experiment with them, and I suspect it could be a bit complicated.
SOX V4 proxy server access the internet using
Okay, so we've been through this before, you remember, when we ran the wizard.
OK button.
And that's really all there is.
Help button. Connection tab.
So let's move on to the next tab.
Delivery options tab.
And we're going into delivery options now.
Delivery options page. 5 days, days. Method deliver outbound mail directly to recipient's mail server radio button checked.
One of one.
Now this is something that's a bit tricky, and I had cause to have a fiddle with this a few weeks ago and got completely baffled, because most of this email server is so accessible that when it came to one area where it wasn't so accessible, I just didn't expect it and didn't invoke the strategies that I normally would. So here we have whether you want to deliver the outbound mail directly to the recipient or whether you want to go through a mail server. Now, there are some advantages in going through a mail server, and there are some disadvantages. If you go through a mail server, then clearly you're adding one more possible barrier to delivery of your email, because it's possible that that ISP's mail server may be down from time to time. But also, if for some reason your IP address keeps changing quite regularly, and someone who's been using that IP address before you has managed to get themselves blocked by some of these rather officious email protecting systems, then you might not be able to deliver mail. So it is something you may want to experiment with. To do that, you have to use your mouse movement keys
PC.
And find the radio button.
Corner my IST server requires a popload options group max. Send
I'm just looking for it, in fact.
Address port, max. Send operations. Undeliverable out quarter circle forward to IST mail server radio
okay,
button.
Okay, that's the one.
Bullet, return to sender.
So you can choose forward to ISP's mail server. And if you did check that radio button, then you'll get some new edit fields that ask you for your mail server's address. So we'll leave it at its default state at this point and press tab.
Options left right slider. 8%.
Now, here's another example of a little bit of inaccessibility, and if I just route the JAWS cursor to the PC cursor.
Options group box max. Concurrent 5.
I think it's talking about the maximum concurrent sessions, and you can use the scroll bar, the left and right arrow keys, to determine how many there are.
Undeliverable outbound mail return to sender radio button checked.
2 of 2.
You've got a couple of options. Either return to sender if the outbound mail is undeliverable, or
undeliverable outbound mail forward to IST mail server radio button checked.
1 of 2.
Or forward to the ISP's mail server. So that's quite interesting. Okay, so you can configure that.
Undeliverable outbound mail days radio button checked.
1 of 2.
And this is essentially how many days it's going to take before the mail is considered undeliverable. There's also another option here.
Undeliverable outbound mail attempts radio button checked.
That it will judge undeliverableness, if that's such a word, by the number of attempts. Most of these things, if you're not technically inclined with servers, and I'm certainly not, you can feel fairly safe, I would say, leaving them at their default state. I've just done that. I'll press tab.
Undeliverable outbound mail left right slider. 13%.
And again, we'll just move the jaws to the PC.
5 days. Okay.
And I'm not quite sure what that is. I think it's saying there that it's 5 days that it will try before it considers mail to be undeliverable. I'll just check that, actually.
10%.
I've just changed it back now.
5 days.
No, it hasn't affected that, so I'm not quite sure what that is doing.
Okay, but apply button, help button.
So that's the
delivery options.
Let's keep moving through this send and receive properties dialog of the server.
Kick options tab.
The kick options, yes indeed. And let's have a look here.
Kick options page. If you are using a dial-up connection to receive your mail, you may need to notify your access provider it is time to send it to you during the connection. If so, please choose the required notification method. If you are unsure as to which method to use, please contact your access provider.
Now, you may not ever need to play with this. I actually have had cause to play with it, in the sense that if for some reason my PC goes offline, I've paid for a service where DNS2Go will keep the mail for me. So that if someone sends mail to outofsite.org.nz and for whatever reason the computer's down, it's offline, then the mail is stored, and I have to send a kick string to the DNS2Go mail server in order to spring it into life, and it dumps all the mail onto the server once it receives the string. So I do have to do that. In most cases, you probably won't have to, but it's there.
Kick up.
And I guess that's another example of how comprehensive the feature set is in this product.
Smart Pop tab.
Now we have Smart Pop.
Smart Pop page. If your internet service provider stores your mail in a POP3 mailbox, or if you wish to retrieve mail from multiple POP3 mailboxes, enter the details here.
So this is more likely, I would say, to be used by modem users who want to log in and pick up their email from their ISP server and deal with it locally on their own server. So if you're a modem user and you want to have a play with this, you certainly can.
Smart. Connection schedule tab.
Now we're on to the connection schedule, and this is quite easily fixed if you have a local area network, I would suggest.
Connection schedule page. Simple connect when there are checkbox not checked. Simple connect when the oldest message is checkbox not.
What we're doing is we're tabbing through a series of checkboxes that set a series of criteria which govern when the internet mail server should connect with the internet and send mail.
Simple connect every checkbox checked.
And so currently the checkbox is checked for connect every.
Simple edit pin box. 30.
Connect every 30 minutes. I'm going to uncheck that.
Simple connect every checkbox checked.
Not checked.
And it's unchecked now.
Simple connect always recommended for local area networks checkbox not checked.
That's what I want. Connect always, because I'm on a local area network and that's no hassle.
Checked.
What that means is that now that that's checked, whenever I send a message, it instantly goes away and sends it on the internet, nice and fast and efficient.
Advanced use advanced schedule checkbox not checked.
You can do all sorts of crazy scheduling features.
Simple connect when there are priority messages checkbox not checked. Okay button.
And I think help that button. Might be the end connection. Of this dialogue.
Connection schedule.
It is. Connect. So I'll just escape out of here rather than press the OK button, and we'll go back into properties.
Properties. Send and receive.
And let's have a look at the next set of options.
Mail handling dot dot dot.
Mail handling. Sounds pretty critical. Let's take a look in there.
Leaving menus. Mail handling properties dialog. Auto response page. No response to list entries on this list will be used to prevent auto responses to a message center. This is normally used to prevent mail looping. List box. Not selected list servlet.
So you can specify a list of recipients here who will not receive auto responses to their message.
No respond to list hat button. you can add someone delete button.
And delete someone.
OK button.
So that's a nice feature. I guess it's particularly good if you have somebody who's emailing you on a really regular basis and the autoresponse is driving them nuts.
Auto response tab.
And that's actually all that's in here, in the mail handling tab. So let's go back into file menu and properties and keep touring down.
Mail handling, spam control,
Spam control. Well, everybody wants to control spam, except the spammers, of course. So let's go and have a look at what we have in the way of spam control features.
Leaving menus, spam control properties dialog, relaying page, block SMTP relaying checkbox not checked.
Now,
okay, but
block SMTP relaying is currently unchecked. Now, what that means is that anyone at all, can connect to your SMTP server and send anything they want through it. And that, as I have actually found out, is likely to get you blacklisted. There are people who track down open relay servers, in other words, servers that allow anyone to connect and do anything. The reason why they do that tracking is in an effort to thwart the spammers. And when they detect somebody with an open relay server, they ban you, and you'll suddenly start finding that email from your server just doesn't go some places. So it's a good idea to check this and work on some strategies that prevent your email server from being open to spammers. So let's check it.
Check.
And move on with the tab key.
Allow serverless. These servers are allowed to relay mail to this mail server. Checkbox not checked.
Now, if we check this,
check.
We have a server list here.
Allow serverless list one list view.
Zero items.
Currently, there are zero items in the list, but I could add series of servers here. So that's one strategy for blocking spam and allowing legitimate people access.
Nice.
I'll uncheck that and move on to other options.
Require local user mailbox address to send mail to the internet. See help checkbox not checked.
So you must have a local user mailbox address in order to send email. Well, that's a pretty easily foiled way, really, because anybody could just change the header of their email and send it through your SMTP server. Let's go on.
Allow relaying IP list. The following list of IP addresses will be permitted to send mail to the internet. Checkbox not checked.
Now, if you're dealing with people who have static IP addresses, then you can set a series of IP addresses or a range of IP addresses that will be permitted to send email. You want to be careful about that too, because if you enter your ISP's range, then clearly anybody on your ISP will be able to send email through your server.
POP authenticated relay require POP 3 login before allowing user to send mail to the internet. Checkbox not checked.
Now, this is the one that I personally like, and I'll tell you why. Because when you clear your email, you've got to log in. You've got to know a mailbox username, and most importantly, you've got to know a password. You download your mail, and then, having authenticated yourself by logging into your POP3 mailbox, the server will then accept you connecting to the SMTP server to send mail. There are a couple of issues with this. It means that if you only want to send mail, if you've composed an email on your notebook or your Braille note or your Braille light, and you just want to log in and send mail without receiving any, you won't be able to do that. You have to authenticate yourself by downloading mail first. But it is a pretty effective way of blocking your server from being open to the dreaded spammers.
Okay, but
and that is the range of options that you have for controlling the spammers and making sure that your server is not inadvertently used for that disgraceful habit. So, again, a full and rich set of features, and very simple to just tab through and experiment with and configure. Be careful in your experimentation, though, or you may find that if you're away from the server and you need to get in badly, you might have shut yourself out.
Apply, help button, relaying tab, kill list tab.
Let's go into the kill list here.
Kill list page. Kill list entries are used to match the sender of incoming messages and delete them without reply. List box.
Zero items.
This is a server-side kill list. You can, of course, set up filters in your email program so that whenever a message comes in from a twit, You can put them in the deleted items folder. This is a very good feature, and but you can even do it server-side if you wish. And that's a good feature. If you know that there's an address from which you're getting a lot of spam, you can just never see it in your email client.
Kill list add button.
And you can add here.
Kill list delete button. Okay button.
So that's the kill list.
Help button. Kill connection restrictions tab.
And we have connection restrictions here.
Connection restrictions page. The following list of IP addresses will be compared to incoming SMTP connections. Connections that match will be refused. IP restriction list list 1 list view.
Zero items.
So that's another feature where if someone tries to send you mail and they're on this sort of blacklist, as it were, then they won't get in.
IP restriction list add button. IP restriction list delete button. Host restriction list refuse anonymous connections checkbox not checked. Host restriction list list 1 list view.
Zero items.
So there's a host restriction list as well.
Host restriction list add button. Host. Okay button. Help button.
And now connection. We can move on, I think, to the last page in here.
Address verification tab.
No, maybe not.
Address verification page. The sender's email address as submitted in the SMTP mailroom command will be verified. Note local domains will not be checked. Domains require a valid domain as verified via a DNS lookup. Checkbox not checked.
So this can take a wee while because they need to. It requires that the server go away and do a DNS verification, but it can reduce quite a bit the spamming that you receive.
On rejection permanently fail the message radio button checked.
1 of 2.
Here we go.
Refuse list add button. Refuse list delete button.
And there's a refuse list.
Refuse list. The following list of entries will always be rejected. List box.
Zero.
So as you can see, there's an enormous amount of control over how you can stop people from sending mail to you.
Okay. Help. Address. Anti-spam list tab.
Now, this is the last one, and this is to do with anti-spam lists. I was talking before about people who maintain a list of servers that allow open relaying or for whatever reason have a reputation. Some people are extremely overzealous with these anti-spam lists, and you do have to be a bit careful about them. For example, I have experienced problems in the past running email lists from sites like Yahoo Groups or Topica, and certain ISPs have blocked all mail from those servers because just a few people are spoiling it for everybody by using those services for spam. So that's very unfortunate when that happens. So just be careful if you are going to use one of these lists that you're not using one that's a bit over the top.
Anti-spam lists page. The MAPS real-time black hole list is maintained by the MAPS project located at http://maps.vix.com. Enabling this feature will cause the mail server to verify every incoming SMTP connection against the MAPS RBL. Mail abuse protection system use MAPS real-time black hole list to deny SMTP service checkbox not checked.
So that's just a case of checking it and that list is active.
Open relay behavior modification system use the ORBS list to deny SMTP service checkbox not checked.
You can use that one as well.
Okay, but...
And that's what you have. So, you check these. You will probably get quite a bit less mail. The danger is that you may miss some mail that you really want to get. So, just... use your discretion there. Let's go back into the file menu and keep looking at the amazing feature set that's in here.
Spam control.
Just, we've done spam control.
Corporate policy dot dot.
And corporate policy, well, that's pretty quick, actually. We've got here...
enable the copying of messages checkbox not checked.
This is a feature which some people may be quite unhappy about, but nevertheless you can check it and messages can be copied.
From specified addresses checkbox not checked. To specified addresses checkbox not checked. Copy all messages, checkbox not checked. Okay button.
So you can have copies of all the messages that are sent on your mail server going to other addresses. And the reason why I guess they call that corporate policy is that there may be some situations where an organization will want to monitor that you are not using email for personal use in business time. And other inappropriate things like that. I guess they might want to monitor it to make sure that you are not leaking sensitive information. Let's keep going down here.
Corporate server dot dot dot.
And we go into the server.
Leave.
This is pretty serious stuff, you know.
Domains tab.
We're on to domains first.
Add button.
So you can add more than one domain so that the server will allow you to support a number of domains should you require it to do that.
Secondary list box.
Zero
There's
items.
A list of secondary domains. There are none configured at this point.
Properties button.
And you can go into properties for the domain, and of course at the moment you can't do that because we don't have any secondary domains.
Primary properties buttons.
But if you go into the primary properties,
email,
you'll see features like this.
Mail for unknown mailboxes sent to postmaster radio button checked.
1 of 5.
And we've got quite a few options there.
Mail for unknown mailboxes return to sender radio button checked. Mail for unknown mailboxes forward to ISP mail server radio button checked. Mail for unknown mailboxes sent to local mailbox radio button checked.
So what I would tend to do is leave it on there actually, so that any mail for unknown mailboxes is sent to, let's say, my mailbox. It's good because what you've done then is you've set up a catch-all address so that any mail sent to anywhere on this domain goes to me unless there's a specific exception. So it's really good to have it set up that way. At least then if someone misspells a name or something, you can deal with it that way.
Mail for unknown mailboxes combo box. Blank.
And
postmaster.
Then we've got the list of mailboxes. So I can arrow down here.
Support.
Or press S, and now it's going to send it to the support mailbox. Any mail for unknown mailboxes goes to the support address.
OK button.
And that's
mail,
all that's
mail for unknown
going on there.
Mail for unknown mailboxes sent to log. Cancel button. Mail for
and
unknown.
There are no other tabs. Of course, because we're in the properties dialog of
okay.
The primary domain, so we get out of there.
OK button. Help. Domain. Add. Domains tab.
Now we move on.
DNS settings tab.
And we're onto the DNS settings.
DNS settings page. Edit combo.
0 items.
DNS servers button. DNS servers button. DNS
generally,
servers add button.
You wouldn't
DNS
want
servers.
Excuse me. Generally, you wouldn't want to change the DNS servers because in most cases, the ones that you're accessing anyway through your internet connection should be sufficient.
DNS record cache left right slider.
Now, this is something that I had some problems with a few months ago when I can't remember what happened. I think we changed email providers somewhere along the line or something. But just to speed up the whole process, there is a bit of a caching of DNS records that goes on the mail server. And you may want to clear this because it means that in some cases, if a domain changes for any reason, the mail record that your ISP, that your mail server is using may be out of date and the mail may not get to where it needs to go. I would tend to want to disable the cache.
DNS record cache clear cache button.
And clear the cache and forget it.
MX record cache max.
So, I would tend to want to turn off all the caching.
MX, okay.
So that's what
DNS.
All of that does.
SMTP server options tab.
And now we're into the SMTP server options.
SMTP server options page. SMTP restrict size of messages to checkbox not checked.
You can set a blanket restriction on all messages that are sent out through your SMTP server. A lot of email providers do this, by the way. If you've ever tried to email someone an MP3 file, you often find that it comes back too big, it says, and that's probably because of a setting like this.
SMTP edit spin box. 1500. SMTP do not identify originating computer in received header line checkbox not checked.
Sort of an administrative thing.
Server enable SMTP connections on port checkbox not checked.
You really have to be careful about this. It got me flummoxed. I don't know why this is unchecked by default, but if you want to be able to connect to your server and remotely and do SMTP connections, you have to check this box. You have to come in here and check it. And so I will.
Check.
And the default port
server if a message is missing the selected
is 25, I believe it is, for SMTP.
Server using IP combo box. And the unbound IP. Server left right slider. 59%. Message headers forced from header line in messages checkbox not checked.
So there are quite a few technical options here.
Message headers forced 8 header line in message. OK button.
And let's continue our look through this.
SMTP transport options tab.
Now we're into the SMTP transport options.
SMTP transport options page. SMTP restrict number of recipients per message to checkbox not checked.
I don't know why you would really want to do that except for reasons of bandwidth, so they've left it unchecked and it's a good idea.
SMTP use this name for SMTP hello command checkbox not checked. Transport using IP combo box.
The hello command, I think also you'd probably want to leave that unchecked as well, unless you want to force a specific name there.
Transport left right slot. Okay, but...
So that's the transport options.
POP3 options tab.
And now we're into POP3 options.
POP3 options page. 360 sec. Login require a POP authentication checkbox not checked.
Require a POP authentication that's currently unchecked.
IP access list. The following list of IP addresses will be permitted to access the POP3 service. Checkbox not checked.
There are a couple of spelling errors there, which is not very nice. But you can restrict who can access the POP3 server based on IP address.
IP access list one list view.
Zero items.
Currently that's unchecked and there are no items in the list.
IP access list add button. IP access list delete. Server enable POP3 connections on port checkbox not checked.
Now again, you have to come in here and enable the POP3 connections.
Check.
So I've checked that.
Server edit. 110.
And there you go. The port is 110 for POP3 connections. Just also keep in mind that if you are running some sort of router or firewall, you will need to make sure that the computer on which you are running the mail server is able to receive traffic on these ports, 110 and 25, for the mail server to work.
Server using IP combo box. Any unbound IP. Server left right slider. 59. Okay, but
so that's
button. POP3
the POP3 options.
Remote administration tab.
Now, here's a powerful, powerful feature of this. Remote administration allows you to set up mailboxes, delete mailboxes, configure email lists all over the web. Yes, you can. It's got a really speech-friendly web interface, so that if you prefer to do everything from the web, that's fine. You can set your mail server up. You can be on the other side of the world. You got an email problem with the server, you can log into the server and deal with it. So let's see what's involved here.
Remote administration page. Remote administration types. Allow email-based remote administration checkbox not checked.
So you can also do quite a lot of this by email. There are commands that you can send to the email server. And if you want to facilitate that, of course there are some security issues there. But if you're conscious that those are under control, you can check this,
check,
as we have, just by pressing the space bar and remote administration by mail is now available. And you can find out all about the commands that you can send, and there's an extensive list in the manual.
Remote administration types. Allow HTTP-based remote administration checkbox not checked.
So these are unchecked by default, and I think that's a good security thing. You have to expressly enable them, and I'm going to check the checkbox that allows HTTP, in other words, web-based administration.
Checked.
And we'll keep tabbing through the dialogue.
HTTP login. Expire the login after edit spin box. 5.
Okay, and you expire the login after 5 minutes of an activity.
HTTP IP access list. The following list of IP addresses will be permitted to access the HTTP service. Check.
Now, if you are security conscious and you know that people who are calling in are going to call from a range of IP addresses, you can specify that. And anyone else who's not on that list is not going to be allowed to gain access to your remote administration.
HTTP IP access list.
And here's the list.
HTTP IP access list add button.
Here's the add button.
HTTP IP. HTTP server enable HTTP connections on port checkbox not checked.
So you also have to enable the HTTP connections on a specific port. So we'll check that. And the default port is
HTTP server edit. 8080.
8080. And the reason for that is that you may well be running a web server, as we are at Out of Sight, of course, on port 80, which is the default port that all web browsers look for. And so you don't want to set it up there because there'll be a conflict with your web server. So they've put it up on 8080. I don't know whether that's a good idea either in some cases, because some people use proxy servers up there. But anyway, you can change it. Of course, you can set any port you like.
HTTP server using IP combo box. Any unbound IP. OK button.
And that's the OK button. So that's how that works. And we may see if we can find the time to show you how the web administration interface works, because it's really quite friendly.
Remote administration tab. Server logging tab.
Server logging. We'll bypass that, but there are all sorts of logs that can tell you about activity, and you can turn those logs on and off, and if you get the program, you may want to have a look at that, just so that it, particularly in the formative stages of setting up your email server, you may want to have more logging information than you do when it's settled down.
System tab.
Now we're into the systems tab.
System page. KB. System service run the Internet Anywhere email server as a service checkbox not checked.
If you check this, then it means that as soon as the Windows operating system starts, the email server is running in the background. A really efficient way to do it. And it also means that when you log off and log on as another user, the email server will still go.
Disk space monitoring. Send warning to Postmaster when disk space falls below checkbox not checked.
This is quite a cool feature. If your disk space is running low, the Internet email server can send you an email message and say, excuse me, you're running out of disk space.
Disk space monitoring. Stop all services when disk space falls below checkbox checked.
This is a bit drastic, but I guess that that's a precautionary thing.
Disk space monitoring added. 100.
So as soon as there's 100 megs left on the drive, and that's not a lot of space, then the whole thing will stop.
Okay, but help but system tab, thread priorities tab.
Now, this is thread priorities, and I won't go through all of the options for time constraint reasons, but you may find that the Internet Anywhere mail server is more CPU intensive than you want it to be, particularly if you're running a range of applications on the one PC. And so you can set the thread priorities based on network connection or external connection, for instance. You may want to give a very high priority to external connections, but you may want to give a lower priority to internal network connections, or vice versa. So you can set that up.
Housekeeping tab.
Housekeeping simply determines, well, let's just have a quick look at that.
Housekeeping page. A standard cleaning event will occur every 2 hours unless an advanced schedule is configured. The housekeeping facility will periodically remove files that are no longer needed by the message store. On startup, clean the message store. On startup, checkbox checked.
That's checked by default.
On startup, heavy radio button checked.
2 of 3.
On startup, re-index radio button checked. On startup, standard radio.
So there's a number of options in terms of the extent to which the message store is cleaned at startup.
Advanced use advanced schedule for standard cleaning checkbox not checked.
And that's not checked by default. So that's just to make sure that the server is running optimally and not using unnecessary disk space.
Backup tab. Backup page. See program files, True North Software, Internet Anywhere Mail Server Message Store. Schedule enable schedule checkbox not checked.
So okay, you can back up the server as well, which is pretty important if you know it's mission critical, and I couldn't think of why an email server wouldn't be.
Administration tab.
Now we're into administration.
Administration page. The administrator password is used to control access to the email server's administration features and command processor. Administrator password change button.
So we set the administrative password before. You recall for this demonstration it was main menu.
Registration show PS button.
And this is the registration feature.
Registration license button. Okay, but
and that's the end of that rather extensive dialog. So there's a lot in there. So that is the extensive properties dialog. And as you can see, there are so many ways to configure this. It may look a bit confusing. Some of them still, you know, confuse me. But it is reasonably speech-friendly. If you get stuck, the manual's there. And I find that in most cases, the defaults are fine. But you do have to remember to go in and expressly enable the POP and SMTP server features if you want to clear your email. Let's have a look at the remote administration. And what I'm going to do is actually log into the real server that we have, and for security reasons it's running on a completely separate port and all of that sort of thing, other than the default that they have in there. So I'm going to enter the IP address that I have to enter to get in here, because it's not on the domain name, and just entering a whole string of numbers here. That should do it.
Enter network password dialog.
So we have a standard network dialog here.
Username edit.
And I'll just type a username.
Password edit.
And I'm going to type my password in here. Just give me a second because it's long.
Three frames and five links. Banner frame Internet Anywhere Mail Server. Link graphic mail server logo dot gif 2462 byte spanner.
So now I'm into the mail administration features, and there are a few graphics and things, and we're just in a standard web page. So if I tab around here,
mail server logo dot gif 2462 bytes link.
There's the mail server logo.
Introduction link. Status link. Mailboxes link. Logging link.
So we'll go into the introduction first.
Introduction link.
Just press enter on that.
Introduction link. 3 frames and 5 links. Visited link, introduction link, status link, mailboxes link, logging contents frame end. Main frame, main page. Graphics logo 2.gif 2099 bytes. Welcome to the Internet Anywhere Mail Server web-based administration. You can use this tool to administer your Internet Anywhere Mail Server from remote locations. With the web-based administration page, you can query the status of the server at slash edit and delete user forward and alias mailboxes, force a connection to the internet, set logging options, and view the log files. The Internet Anywhere Mail Server is a full-featured internet standards compliant electronic mail server. It is the central repository for all electronic mail communication to and from your organization. The IA Mail Server allows one computer within your company to communicate with other mail servers on the internet and all of the computers within your TCP slash IP network. The IA Mail Server acts as a post office for the Internet email clients on your network. Email clients such as Ura, Microsoft Outlook, Netscape Mail, and others can communicate with the server to send and receive email locally and to the world via the Internet. Mainframe end.
So that's a nice little intro. And we have the link still on the page because there's a kind of a contents margin there.
Logging link. Mailboxes link.
Let's go into the mailboxes, which is the
mailboxes
heart of all
link.
Of this.
3 frames and 7 links. Visited link.
And I can just tab through.
Status, mailbox
so there's
link.
The basic links at the top.
Logging link. Domain.gif1381. Domain.gif.
So there are a couple of links here that don't have alt text.
Domain.gif. Domain.gif.
One will be for all domains, and the other one will be just for the specific domain. So I think the first one is all domains. We're going
domain
here.
Domain.gif1381 bytes link. Mainframe. 3 frames and 15 links.
There are quite a few links here.
Status link, mailboxes link, logging link, combo box, user.
If we want to add a mailbox, we can do a number of things.
Forms mode.
I turn forms mode on and use alt down arrow to open the combo box, and you'll see we can do
user.
A user mailbox,
alias.
An alias,
forward,
or a forward. And that's all we can do from
user.
The remote administration. I'm not going to add anything, actually.
Add dot PC.
We'll just keep moving.
Edit dot 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 link. Add dot edit remove dot edit dot dot remove dot dot.
So
edit,
now
edit, dot,
what you're hearing as I tab is buttons or links for each mailbox.
Add dot dot dot.
So
button.
For example,
blank table with blank
with
table with 3 columns and 11 rows.
We're in a table.
Blank graphic. MP001.gif891 bytes postmaster.
And there you have the keyword at the end there, postmaster. If I want to
blank, 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 graph, blank, graphic, MP008.gif891 bytes command. Blank.
We're moving through the mailboxes.
Blank, blank, graphic, MP011.gif891 bytes listserver.
Now, what you're seeing here is the list of mailboxes, and then if I tab,
edit dot 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 remove dot 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 edit dot 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 remove dot dot dot.
So you may need to
edit remove dot
use
dot
your table navigation commands and see if they work to determine which of these edit and remove buttons corresponds to which.
Edit remove.
So
edit remove.
It's not totally friendly. And it would be nice to see this worked on in a future release. Maybe if more blind people use the client, the server rather, it will be easier. But it is doable.
Right.
Now we can also check the status of the server. So if I just bring up my list of links and hit S,
status.
I'm on status and press enter, and let's see what sort of status message we
3
get.
3 frames and 5 links. Visited link introduction. Visited link status. Visited link mailboxes link logging contents frame end. Mainframe server status. Connect now button. Mainframe server status. Connect now button. Table with 2 columns and 10 rows. Mainframe server status. Connect now button. Table with 2 columns and 10 rows. Connection type network. Housekeeping idle. Mainframe server status. Connect now button. Table with 2 columns and 10 rows. Mainframe server status. Connect now button. Table with 2 columns and 10 rows. Connection type network. Housekeeping idle. Mainframe server status. Connect now button.
All right, so
table with 2 columns.
As you can hear,
blank.
It just keeps repeating itself.
Table.
But it's telling you that it is connected. that it's idle, in fact, and that's updating really regularly. So that's the status option.
In production,
and that's essentially it.
In production, status look, mailbox is linked, logging link, connect now.
We can have a look at logging link, and see what's in logging.
3 frames and 5 links. Banner frame, internet anywhere, mail server. Link graphic, mail server logo, dot gif, 2462 bytes, banner frame end. Contents frame index. Main frame server status. Connect now button. Table with 2 columns and 10 rows. Main frame server status.
Yeah, and I'm not sure whether that's because I was in the server status before, but it seems to be a bit stuck there. That may be a JAWS issue. However, the remote server side needs a bit of work, but it is usable. I have used it myself when I've really been desperate to do some maintenance remotely. But hopefully we can just ask for a few improvements there. The server software is, on the whole, extremely accessible. There are some things where there are some issues. A few of the sliders are not clearly identifiable in terms of what they do. I found one set of radio buttons that didn't seem to correspond to the normal arrowing method of selecting. But it's on the whole, a very good product and very speech-friendly. The menus talk well, most of the dialogues are perfectly standard, and it's reasonably priced for what it does. You will find a lot of other mail servers considerably more expensive than this. So that is the Internet Anywhere mail server, available from True North Software at www.tnsoft.com. That's www.tnsoft.com.